Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less cluttered mind and a more peaceful existence. You know that feeling when you're standing at a crossroads, staring down a bunch of options, and your brain just explodes with, what ifs? And, should I? S. We've all been there, right? Today, we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating inner wisdom and intuition. This isn't about becoming some mystic oracle predicting the future, though that would be pretty cool. It's about tapping into that quiet voice inside you, the one that knows what feels right, even when your head is screaming a different tune. Think of it like this. You have this incredible GPS system built right into your soul. It's been guiding you since day one, whispering nuggets of wisdom about who you are, what you want, and where you're headed. But sometimes, all the noise of everyday life drowns out that gentle guidance. So, let's get to it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you turn up the volume on your inner wisdom. 1. Silence is golden. I know, sitting in silence sounds like torture when your brain is buzzing like a beehive. But trust me, giving your mind a break is crucial. Take 5 to 10 minutes each day to just be. No phone, no music, no scrolling through social media. Just sit, breathe, and observe the thoughts that come and go without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental clutter. 2. Listen to your gut. Ever had a feeling about something that was just off? Or maybe you knew deep down that a certain path wasn't right for you, even if logic said otherwise? That, my friends, is your intuition speaking. Learn to recognize those gut feelings and don't dismiss them. They often hold valuable insights that your logical mind might miss. 3. Embrace mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation, though that helps. It's about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your senses, and noticing your thoughts and emotions without getting carried away by them. Practice mindfulness throughout your day, savor your coffee, really listen when someone is talking, feel the ground beneath your feet. This grounded awareness can help you tune into your inner wisdom more easily. 4. Trust your dreams. Our dreams are often symbolic messages from our subconscious mind. While interpreting them can be tricky, don't overthink it. Pay attention to recurring themes or emotions in your dreams. They might offer clues about what's going on beneath the surface of your waking life and guide you towards greater self-understanding. 5. Be patient with yourself. Cultivating inner wisdom is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel like you're lost in the noise, and that's okay. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing these techniques, and trust that over time, you'll develop a stronger connection to your intuition. Think about that last project you took on. The one where you felt hesitant but pushed through anyway. Maybe it wasn't your best work, or maybe it just didn't feel quite right. Now think back to the feeling you had before you started. Did your gut tell you something? Did you feel a sense of unease or excitement? That's your intuition trying to guide you. In that moment, if you had listened to those subtle cues, maybe you would have chosen a different path or approached things differently. It's never too late to learn from those experiences and start trusting your inner voice more. So, remember, overthinkers, the key is to quiet the mental chatter, tune into those whispers of wisdom within, and trust the guidance that's always been there for you. This episode is all about empowering you to tap into that inner GPS system. It's already got your best interests at heart. You just have to learn how to listen. Remember, cultivating inner wisdom is a continuous journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and watch as that quiet voice inside becomes your most trusted advisor. Ready to take action? Head over to our social media pages and share your biggest takeaway from today's episode. What's one way you're going to start listening to your intuition more? Let me know. I can't wait to hear from you. See you in the next episode, overthinkers. Keep those minds open and hearts even more so.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.